Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Peleoids. We're finishing the topic of Bayreach. And then Bez Hashem will begin the topic of Baycher. Bayreach, he's telling us here, be careful, make sure you run away from putting yourself into any dangerous situation. Because when a person is in a dangerous situation, he creates a Pesach, an entranceway, a doorway for the Satan, for the Malach HaMavis, for the Yetzer Hara, who are all one, the different Shlichus, the tie shoelaces, velcro them on top of the ties, and dance away and do his job. And we don't want to create a welcome mat sign for the Satan to come. Why is that? And the reason is because a person does something which is dangerous. And remember, As a little boy, I would see signs, buckle up, it's the law. You know, it was a big thing back then. Now everybody's wearing a seatbelt. Everybody wears a seatbelt. Who doesn't wear a seatbelt, right? But years ago, it was like, you know, there was a time there were no seatbelts. They had cars without seatbelts. Then they introduced seatbelts. Then they introduced the idea, you know what? It's not for museums. It's to be used. Use the seatbelt. And it's the law. You have to wear a seatbelt. If a person does something that is dangerous, that's not safe, what happens in the Shemayim is that the Malach goes up and starts prosecuting and says, Hashem, does this individual deserve protection? And then they start looking at his report card. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tov v'lo yechteh. Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles tells us there's no such thing as a tzaddik who is perfect and doesn't make any mistakes. Now, of course, every spouse, husband should look at their wife as perfect and the wife should look at the husband as being perfect. But in regards to Hashem and looking down at the person's behavior, in that regard, we don't want to create a welcome mat, a welcome for the Satan. He says, us in this generation, and he's talking 200 years ago, I'm sure he would say now, he says, we are orphans, the sons of orphans, full of averus. What is he talking about? What is he referring to? He says, the leadership is weak in regards to our great leaders. We don't have so many like we used to. And therefore, the hadrach, the direction to lead us in the proper path is not like what it used to be. And therefore, we are also full of averus. Ki ha-satan mekatreg b'shas ha-sekona. The satan is mekatreg. He prosecutes at a time of danger. As we have a Mishnah in Perkei Avos, in Shabbos, which we say, b'mem adlikin, Nusach Ashkenaz, but Shas Leida, when the lady is giving birth, it's a time of danger. Shas Sakano. He says, Tseilu Mad. Maidich Siv. Mi Ayish Hayari V'arach Leivov. Yelech V'yoshav Lebeisai Ki Pen Yomus B'milchama. Pasuk says in Devarim, Perek Chof, Pasuk Ches. Person who was Yorei, he was afraid and fearful of the heart. Perhaps he might have done averus. He should not go fight at war. Chazal tell us, Menachas Daflamat Vavim and Aleph, what does it mean, Mi ha'ish ha'yorei me'averus? What does it mean, the person who is yorei? He's afraid of the averus that he has. The averus should be yodai. She'afilu soch. What is the averus we're talking about over here? What did he do already? So Gemara says, Afilu soch, if he spoke bein tefila letefila. Averahi. What is a tefila letefila? Tefillin. Puts on tefillin shel yad. Before he puts on tefillin shel roish, he speaks. That's called an avera. They have a person, chas v'shom, would do that avera. And he was a person who was a soldier, and he's going to go out to war. Go home. Go home, because you will not have, possibly, the protection of Hashem. Because you're going to fight a war with averus. We only fight and win because of mitzvahs. Person spoke, put on shel yad, and then interrupted and had a conversation with somebody? Rabbi Isai, even though we're not going out to war, those here in front of us, and there are those going out to war right now. We have to make sure, we have to realize, you can't even blink to someone. You see your friend coming to shul, you put in your tefillin shaliyad, you made your bracha. You can't nod your head to him. You cannot create any interruption. That's how serious it is. I'm pausing because I don't know if I should say what I'm thinking. But I'm going to say it anyway. I had the unfortunate scenario, circumstance of seeing something. You know, sometimes you see something, you tell yourself, no, you didn't see it. I once saw somebody, a friend of mine, I know, I asked him what happened. A friend of mine, like, inching out at a red light. And then, like, you know, looking both ways, and he went. A broad daylight. I asked him, what was that about? Okay. So I once saw somebody, and then, you know, like you say, you're like, no, you sure was, you know. I said, everything okay? I saw you, you know, sometimes you have emergencies. You know, you have emergencies sometimes. Chas shalom. And we should be healthy. I'll tell you what I saw. Person puts on the tefillin shel yad. It's wrapped around his arm all the way down. It's painful. It's painful what I'm about to tell you, what the person did. Pulls out his cell phone. I believe, I mean, this is a few years ago. I don't remember exactly. I think he might have been responding to a text, maybe even. I want to tell you something. Even if you're a doctor who works in the ER room, how long does it take to put in your shalroish? A few seconds. My hesitation to share this with you is that we shouldn't chas v'shalom think to cheapen the mitzvah. The reason why I resolved to share this with you is because, unfortunately, it still exists today that people are doing something like this. And we have to mechazik ourselves. And maybe if we talk about it to others, you mentioned this to other friends, or that Shabbos day, whatever it is, about the importance of not interrupting. You put in Shal Yad, you put in Shal Roish, there's no interruption. Look at the Paiskim. There's no blinking. There's no blinking to someone else, let alone pulling out your cell phone. You know what we just learned over here? What we just learned was that that person would do something like this and then go out in the street. He doesn't have the Siyata Shemaya called protection from Hashem. He loses the protection from Hashem. Furthermore, the Pelayoitz points a very important fact out. The Gemara's case that says a person who makes that interruption, that hafsik, should go back home. Go back, sit on your couch. Because you don't want to go out to war. Because if you go out to war, that person, now he has the Satan coming to attack him. That case was by Milchemes Mitzvah. That case was not that they're trying to get more land. That case was by Milchemes Mitzvah. It's a battle to do a mitzvah. Fighting a Molech. Destroying the enemy. Kol shekein anu. Asher mikaf regel. Vad roish ein banu mesoim. Sarech li shomer mo'oid mo'oid levroyach. Afilu mechshash rochem shos akona. Even more so. How much us, who he says, are we free from our averus, from our head to our toe? Make sure you don't put yourself in the sakana. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. And I'll try to remember myself. When you go out in the dark, put on a reflector. Put on, you walk dogs, whether you have a dog, don't have a dog, that's not the point. You're outside going for a walk, put on a reflector. And you'll say, well, I'm walking on the sidewalk. Unless you're walking around the circles, around your block, and you never leave your block, that's one thing. But most people, they cross the street. So if you're crossing the street, That means now you're in the world of where the cars go. And it's dark outside. As a driver, I can't see you. As a pedestrian, you sometimes can't see me if I'm walking. This is not a joke. Don't create a situation where you're creating the sakana, the dangerous situation. And these stories are endless. The examples are endless. When you hand somebody a knife, you know, I saw somebody a few times. Someone has to pass the knife. He takes the knife, pointing with the blade, and he points it at the person. You have to make sure, if you have little children at home, your house is childproof. If a person is getting older in years, there also has to be adult safety proof. It's nothing to make jokes about. Tripping hazard should be removed. This is what we're talking about, where the Pelioid says to be bayreyach, to flee, go away from the possible sakana, the danger. We should all be zeiche to follow the words of the Pelioids here, as he concludes and tells us that we had G'dayle Yisrael of the greatest degree of Yaakov Avinu, of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Eliyahu HaNavi, that they went away. Vayivrach Yaakov, Vayivrach Moshe, Vayivrach Eliyahu Chedoyme. And they were saved. Varmo Inshi, Chavi Kemat Rega, V'sichya Yimei Oilam. Sometimes you have to go away from the dangerous situation, and of course, you'll live longer, healthier, and safer.